This is Melanie Devaney.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So I think most of you were at the luncheon today, and toward the end of the performance of Danny Keefe, O'Keefe started talking about the state of the world that we live in, and I think it's fair to say that a lot of us are frustrated and disappointed and depressed at times, and sometimes I wish that I had the access to the little button so that I could just blow the whole thing up and start over. It was just kind of Republican of me, I admit it. But if we did that, you guys are all spirits, so you'd all come back around. It'll all be good. We just start over. And when I'm feeling a little depressed and down about the whole thing, I just have to remind myself that I am a music maker, and I am a dreamer of dreams, and I have a magical power to make change with songs.
Make me colorblind so I don't close my eyes to all the possibilities in front of me. Open up my ears so I will always hear the sound of love, love that sets us free. No, the world ain't black and white, still we make war, we choose to fight. We don't see all the shades in between. If I can sing just one sweet song in a world where hope sometimes seems gone, maybe I can bring, maybe I can bring a little truth, a little peace. Give me a voice to speak for those whose strength is weak and cannot make it all on their own. Make my own heart beat with compassion and sympathy, so I choose right, right over wrong. And though the world ain't black and white, still we make war, we choose to fight. We don't see all the shades in between. If I can sing just one sweet song in a world where hope sometimes seems gone, maybe I can bring, maybe I can bring truth, a little peace. One song is all you need. Sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it with me. You guys ready? A little truth, a little peace. One song is all you need. Sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it with me. Open your hearts and open your ears. A little truth, a little peace. One song is all you need. One song is all you need. Sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it with me. I want to hear you guys. A little truth, a little peace. One song is all you need. Sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it with me. A little truth, a little peace. One song is all you need. Sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it with me. Make me colorblind so I don't close my eyes to all the possibilities in front of me.
Thank you. Well, all of the trouble in the world, of course we know, started in a place called the Garden of Good and Evil. And there was Eve and Adam, and It was a great time for humans. They didn't have to wear clothes. They didn't have to carry around cell phones. How could you? You weren't wearing any clothes. And then one day, Eve got curious, and she went to the tree of knowledge where she was forbidden to eat the fruit, and a little snake came along and told her that she should try it. And she ate the apple, and the rest is history, and now women are blamed for all of the trouble in the world. But the feminist in me, and I think there's probably some feminists in the audience, I hear Seattle might have a few. The feminist in me kind of questions the whole thing. And so I prefer to think that maybe, just maybe, she ate the apple because it was as sweet as Adam's kiss. See, yeah, you guys get it. Aww. This is called Oh Adam.
I walked into the garden of paradise this morning, saw that apple shining, and I couldn't help but taste it. I know I shouldn't have done it, but can you say you blame me? The taste was sweet, just like your kiss. Laughing at my human passion, you knew that I'd be sinning right from the beginning. Said you shouldn't have done it, but I guess I cannot blame you. If I could get some loving, I would eat it too. Oh, Adam, I have to say I'm sorry. A woman doesn't always think things through. But my heart, dear, my heart, dear, sees through life so clear. The one thing it sees and loves is you. The wrath of God is not kind when you disobey his orders. He kicked us from the garden and he made us leave its borders. I know I shouldn't have done it, but can you say you blame me? The taste was sweet, just like your kiss. And I won't be free from it. Oh, Adam, I have to say I'm sorry. A woman doesn't always think things through. But my heart, dear, my heart, dear, it sees through life so clear. The one thing it sees and loves is you. The one thing it sees and loves is you. Is you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Has anybody ever been broken up with around Christmas time? Oh, you guys, come on. There's got to be somebody in the audience. Okay, I didn't see. Nobody raising their hands, I can tell. Well, that's how my songwriting career actually got started. I was living in southern Florida, and I had an ex-boyfriend who decided that it was time to call it quits at the worst possible time of the year to call it quits. And instead of moving on with his life the way that you should when you break up with somebody, he moved across the street from me with a new woman. Ooh, yeah, I know, what a jerk, right? And so I felt like I was living in a really bad country music video, and then I thought, wow, like the people who write country music videos make a lot of money, you know? Those songs do. And so I thought, well, why not try? I'm still not, you know, featured in a, my song's no long, not on a country music video, but that's okay, because I love what I do. And the whole songwriting thing got started as a form of therapy. And I went through a period where I wrote a lot of angry girl songs. Things where I was like, I hope he falls off a cliff, and I hope he's poisoned. And it was like, it just was murder mystery songs over and over again. And then I wrote a lot of really sad songs. And then I realized the value of writing songs about other people, because people don't make assumptions about you when you write about other people. And I started just, you know, collecting stories about other people. This next song was inspired by one of those stories that a friend of mine who's a Vietnam veteran told me. He came back from Vietnam with very little possessions, very little money, mostly because before he left Vietnam, he had spent all of his money on this really beautiful chess set that was made with pearls, and it was made out of teak wood, and you know, it was just this really expensive, fine thing that he had just really wanted for no reason whatsoever. He found himself on the streets of San Francisco, and he passed a pawn shop, and in the window of the pawn shop, there was a banjo. And I don't know, you know, he said, I don't know why, but I just decided that I really needed that banjo. And he walked in and traded the two.
$50 pawn shop banjo, honey. Don't ask what made it so. Oh, oh, little darling, you don't wanna know. When the cold wind blows, gonna head to San Francisco. Find a corner and make a little dough. Oh, 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 little darling, you don't wanna know. Tell me to take this banjo down the street. You're meaner than woman, but you got me at your feet. Someday I'm gonna praise your honest heart. I'll mourn the day you're wicked, so your body does depart. There are stories in these mountains that I've called home. They are sacred and holy. They are seldom told. Oh, oh, little darling, you don't wanna know. I'll always be a rambler. I'll always wanna roam. It's a fever that is settled in my burning bones. Oh,
Thank you. Well, this next song is dedicated to all of my musician friends. My favorite part about making music is the people I meet along the way, and how we all sort of, as musicians and singer-songwriters, we all sort of belong to a fraternity that we don't have to pledge for, and that seldom involves hazing unless you're stuck on the road with somebody who smells really bad for a while, or if you have to play in hotel rooms at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning. It's another form of hazing, but it's always hard, you know, after a tour or a festival to kind of, you know, say goodbye to people. So this is the last night of Far West. So this is a song called Stay Here If I Could.
You know, this feels just like last year. Except I know you a little bit better. We shared some coffee and conversation. Our eyes met once in a smile. These old mountains, they don't change much. Neither does your front porch. All the flowers blooming in the big backyard. You know I'd stay here if I could. Never been one much for guitar boys. You know they scare me half to death. While you're putting stars in the other girl's eyes, I think of you now as my friends. You don't have to sing to me tonight. Don't even have to tune them strings. Let's just drink one last glass of summer. You know I'd stay here if I could. August leads me to the steepest ledges I have known, riding up and down in a silver lightning storm. Caught between the quiet, peaceful fields where I was born, and riding free, yes, living free. I saw your picture once in a window. The city seems so far away. I saw your picture once in a window. The city seems so far away. And though we're running circles around each other, somehow this makes me feel safe. We both know about the long drive, how this keeps us alive. So please don't hold this goodbye against me. You know I'd stay here if I could. You know I'd stay here. You know I'd stay here. You know I'd stay here if I could.
All right, so well, I can't tell you what an honor it is to be on this stage. I've been coming to Far West for a while now, and it's so great. You guys are awesome. I love the energy in the room, all the creative spirit that's here. We talk a lot at Far West about creating community, and I think it's obvious that we do. And I'm very blessed and very lucky to come from a really wonderful community in Eastern Iowa. Grew up in a little town called Epworth, which is close to the Mississippi. It's very beautiful. Not everything in Iowa is flat. It's not flat there. And it's because of that community that I grew up in, which is just a very warm and compassionate place, is why I became an artist. And this last song is about home. It's about my home. I think it's about home for everybody. It's kind of where I've been, where I'm going, where you've been, where we are going. And it's called Kidder Valley. So thank you again. Thank you to our wonderful crew who does all the work to put this together and all the volunteers and everybody else. So give yourselves a big round of applause for being here tonight. Thank you very much.